glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Galatians chapter 5, verse 13 says, "For you were called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another." Friend, let's use the freedom that we have in the Lord to serve one another and to be a witness to those outside of the body of Christ. Happy Thursday to you this 23rd day of May 2019. I am your host, Joey Kroll. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. And by the way, if you see Alan Littweiler today, be sure to wish him a happy 80th birthday today. In fact, the Littweiler family is dedicating this entire day of broadcasting here on Great News Radio in honor of Alan's 80th birthday. He's a big listener of the radio program, and he enjoys Chuck Swindoll, Alistair Begg, David Jeremiah, loves the variety of music here on Great News Radio. He lives with his wife, Marilyn, near Ludlow. They attend Dewey Community Church. They have two daughters and a son and 15 grandkids as well, and he's a big farmer as well. So happy birthday, Alan, and thank you, Littweiler family, for remembering this radio ministry with the gift of support and allowing us to celebrate with you for Alan's birthday. Well, I'll tell you what, my wife and I, we had a great time. Sunday night, I was invited to be the guest speaker at Oak Grove Separate Baptist Church in Oakland, Illinois, and we just had a great time. Spoke about on why I believe the Bible. Had a good time meeting those and so forth. I enjoy doing those speaking engagements. I really do. So big shout out to them, and thank you for allowing me to hang out with you guys that Sunday night. Hey, there is still room for you, by the way, to be part of the Ivan Parker concert, which is really right around the corner, honestly. Saturday night, June 8th. He's coming back to Urbana at First United Methodist Church there next to Lincoln Square in Urbana. The Singing Men of GNN will be performing as well, along with Josh Parker. It's free, general open seating. We'll take a free will love offering, but we still have some availability left for the VIP seating and meet and greet as well. That's $25 per person. You want to sit up and close, meet and mingle with Ivan before the concert. You might enjoy the $25 VIP seating option as well. You can get those tickets by calling 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777, or by visiting our website at greatnewsradio.org. Well, coming up here in just a few moments, we're going to be talking about the great exchange. You know, at the cross of Jesus Christ, there was a great exchange. We're going to be talking about that today from the book of Luke, right after this on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends.
From day to day, leaning on the everlasting God.
The Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio, and I don't know about you, but I love watching those crime shows like Forensic Files. You ever watch Forensic Files or one of those crime shows where they would find a microfiber of of somebody's sweatshirt and from 25 years ago, and somehow they find the guy that committed the crime because of that one strand. It's amazing. And I think one of the reasons why I like watching Forensic Files is that the bad people always get caught. I mean, seriously. And the bad guys always get caught. But friend, there are times today, even, where the bad guys don't always get caught. They sometimes get away. And today we're going to take a look at a passage of scripture where the bad guy was set free and the good guy was put to death. So if you have your Bible, go ahead and turn to Luke 23. And today we're going to be talking about the Great Exchange, the Great Exchange. Background here, Jesus was arrested. And it was sent to Pilate. Pilate found no guilt. He sent him to Herod. Herod's like, there's no guilt in him either, and sends him back to Pilate here. And this is what a passage here that many of us would read during Passion Week. And we come to Luke 23, verse 13. Pilate then called together the chief priest and the rulers and the people and said to them, "You brought me this man as one who was misleading the people. And after examining him before you, behold, I did not find this man guilty of any of your charges against him. Neither did Herod, for he sent him back to us. Look, nothing deserving death has been done by this man. I will therefore punish him and release him." But they all cried together, "Away with this man, and release to us Barabbas, a man who had been thrown into prison for insurrection started in the city and for murder." Pilate addressed them once more, desiring to release Jesus. But they kept shouting, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" A third time he says, "Why? What evil has he done? I have found in him no guilt deserving death. I will therefore punish him and release him." But they were urgent, demanding with loud cries that he should be crucified. And their voices prevailed. So Pilate decided that their demand should be granted and released the man who had been thrown into prison for insurrection and murder, for whom they asked, but he delivered Jesus over to their will. Wow. Friend, we see four truths here in this passage. First of all, we see Jesus the innocent. The innocent. Jesus is innocent. In this passage here, in verse 14, Pilate said, "You brought me this man as one who is misleading the people, and after examining him before you, behold, I did not find this man guilty of any of your charges." Jesus was innocent. He is not guilty. And not only that, he's not only innocent, he's not only not guilty, but he's sinless, dear friend. Jesus never sinned, ever. 1 John 3:5 says, you know that he appeared in order to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. Jesus never sinned. He was sinless in his thoughts. He was sinless in his actions, and he was sinless in his words. Jesus is sinless. Think about this. Mary, she had the perfect teenager. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? The perfect teenager, Jesus, never, ever sinned. He has a sinless nature. That is a theological, foundational truth today, that Jesus has a sinless nature. He has never, ever sinned. So we see here Jesus the innocent, but we also see here Barabbas the guilty. Verse 19 in this passage of Luke 23 tells us that he was a man who has been thrown into prison for an insurrection started in the city and for murder. He was a rebel. The word insurrection in a couple of the translations that has that was really more of a violent uprising against an authority or government. A couple of commentators called him a terrorist. So he was a rebel. He was a murderer. He was a murderer. I think sadly in our society today that when we hear about a murder on TV, we aren't as shocked by it because we've become immune to the society. But friend, it is the taking of someone's precious life. Barabbas was a murderer. He was a robber, and John 18:40 calls him a robber. So Barabbas is not painted in a very good light here. I mean, he's regarded in Matthew 27, calls him a notorious prisoner. So everybody knew about Barabbas. Friend, think about this. I want you to think of the most hateful, hate-filled criminal, the most vile man, the one who is pure evil. That is, my friend, Barabbas. Barabbas. So we see Jesus the innocent, Barabbas the guilty. So we see the guilty, we see the innocent, and we see here the exchange. Luke 23:22. A third time he said to them, why, what evil has he done? I have found in him no guilt deserving death. I will therefore punish him and release him. But they were urgent, demanding with loud cries that he should be crucified. And their voices prevailed. So Pilate decided that their demand should be granted. He released the man who had been thrown into prison for insurrection and murder, for whom they asked, but he delivered Jesus over to their will. And friend, there was a custom that before the Passover feast, they would release one Jewish criminal. And the Roman governor granted clemency to one criminal as an act of goodwill towards the Jews whom he governed. And the choice Pilate set before them could not be more clear-cut. You either have a high-profile killer, rebel terrorist who is truly guilty, or a teacher, a miracle worker who is no doubt innocent. And the crowd chose Barabbas. Friend, talk about a great injustice. You know, we live in a day and age where everyone's talking about social justice. Friend, 2,000 years ago, there was a great injustice. The crowd rejected Jesus and embraced Barabbas. The guilty man walked free, while the innocent man took a punishment that he did not deserve. So in this passage alone, we see the innocent, we see the guilty, we see the exchange, but friend, we also see here the parallel. See, the story of Barabbas and his release from condemnation is a remarkable parallel to the story of every believer. Because apart from Christ, every single person is guilty of sin. Every single one of us, apart from Jesus Christ, has a little bit of Barabbas in them. Romans chapter 3, verse 10, it is written, none is righteous, no, not one. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. and what Jesus did. He took Barabbas' place. Friend, he took our place on our cross. 2 Corinthians 5:21, for our sake he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him, Jesus, we might become the righteousness of God. He died as a substitute. That cross had my name on it. Friend, Jesus took our place on our cross. Think about this. Think about that Roman guard who took those orders from Pilate. He went down into the dungeon, down into the prison with his torch, walking on death row, and says, Barabbas, you are to be set free. And Barabbas might say, are you sure? Are you kidding me? This is not a time to joke. And the Roman guard says, yes, come with me, sir. And Barabbas in his chains, walking up the stairs. Barabbas' eyes get a little quiver a little bit. All that sunshine beaming down on his eyes. The Roman guard says, Barabbas, come over here. Look over there on that hill, the one that they call Calvary. You see those three crosses up there, Barabbas? You see your two buddies up there? You see that cross in the middle? You see it? We made that for you. That was your cross. That one was fashioned just for you. Do you see him there? Barabbas, do you see that man? He's on your cross. 2 Corinthians 5:21. For our sake, he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of men, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth. Crucified, laid behind the stone, you live to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall, and you thought of me above all. Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of men, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms and above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and the treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth. And alone, like a rose
It's Maranatha and Above All. Friend, thank you so much for tuning in to Mark and Friends today. Connect with me, Joey, at greatnewsradio.org. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.